Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Haley Johnson.
Now, Haley, I want you to tell me who you are.
I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic, and I have been redeemed and saved by the grace of God from my addictions. I grew up in Yancey County, North Carolina, and I am here to tell y'all a little bit about how God has brought me out of my addiction.
Haley's story is very different and in many ways very inspiring. So we thought it would be a good opportunity. There's so much talk about what happens with addictions, the opioid problem and everything, that it would just be nice to sit down and talk to Haley about her story and just let her tell it. Now, we're going to be doing this for a number of community close-ups in a row. And I'll be honest with you, when she and I sat down and talked, we recorded 45 minutes of material. I don't know how many programs we're going to do. We're just going to start today, and whenever it's over every day for the next few days, I'll let you know. But it's a great story, and we really appreciate her willingness to share it, not only with us, but with other folks in the community. Again, I think you'll find it a fascinating story, and I hope you enjoy this series. Remember that, as with all community close-ups, this series is going to be available online at our website. So just go there and just look for close-up, and you'll be able to click on that, and you can hear them all. I know some days you might hear today's and miss tomorrow's, and I think you'll want to be able to hear all the story. I think it's going to be a very fascinating series. So, again, I just wanted to explain a little bit about that, and we carry on now with Haley and hear her story.
I come from a really good family who raised me to be not your typical drug addict. And I think a lot of times we like to look at the drug addict on the street who's homeless and has dirty clothes and think that maybe that's not who my kids will turn out to be. But it happened to me, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about my story and how God changed my life.
You're not a stereotypical person that I would look at and think, but it's a bigger problem than we all think, and there's more of you out there than we know, isn't there?
Right. And I believe that in the coming years that there will be a slew of addicts and alcoholics just coming out because of, you know, this generation just has no moral compass anymore. And this wasn't something I grew up wanting to be, and I didn't ever think this would happen to me, but it did. And one thing I've learned is addiction is no respecter of persons. My addiction began with alcohol, cigarettes, and whenever I went to college, that's whenever I began weed, things like that, and my alcohol drinking grew, and it just became normal. It just became normal to drink a couple times a week, and I remember the first time that I tried anything other than those things, and it was Adderall, and I began with Adderall to have a study enhancement, and I believe that's where the need to alter my reality just grew. And whenever I experienced that feeling that took away the feeling that I lacked, like I felt like I lacked something, that I needed to be better, I needed to be more, and that's where it began, the substance abuse began.
How much of that was you felt something different, you wanted to feel something different, or Was there any peer pressure involved in that or in how you got started?
Well, it was just readily available in college. It's very typical to pull all-nighters. It's very typical to want to be able to do more than you can and, you know, just take a bunch of classes and you want to make straight A's, but you still want to go to the parties. You still want to fit in with everybody. And, you know, I honestly don't believe that anybody really pressured me. I just wanted to be more than who I thought I was at a natural state. And so, you know, it began with that. Really, it was a choice that led into something I couldn't stop.
It started with alcohol, cigarettes, and it went to pot. I guess that's something that it does. You wind up going whatever's the next level. You just kind of keep going, don't you?
There's different types of people, obviously, but some people can handle it normally. But I'm not one of those people. I'm a very extreme person. I'm either on the straight and narrow or I'm off the deep end. And I felt like growing up in a Christian home, the very typical, you pray the prayer of salvation and then, you know, you're saved. And I felt like I had done that 1,000 times. And, you know, God didn't change who I was. I was still that person who wanted to do bad things. And I didn't understand that. And really, it made me mad. It made me mad that I could not be the good person that I wanted to be. And it felt like God didn't want me. And I know that's not true, but it felt that way. And I guess I used that as an excuse to just completely jump off and just to begin to do what I wanted to do. And as I began to do things, my heart would grow colder and colder, and it wouldn't be something that I was conscious of. It was just something that was happening, and I was okay with it. This is better than whatever type of religion that I knew, because that didn't fulfill me at all. And so I think that was another reason. And there's no one to blame for that. I just did not have an awareness of a deep relationship with God. And that's what fulfills, is a deep relationship with God. It's not a head knowledge of religion. And that's what I had. I would have sworn up and down that I was a Christian. I'm like, yeah, you know, I've been to all kinds of, you know, retreats. I've been a everything textbook Christian. I've done it.
We'll stop our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Haley Johnson as she tells us her story. Thank you so much to Haley for being willing to sit down and talk with us. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.